space, if you will, at podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Be ready, boys.
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Number 20. Hey, this is a landmark. You know, it's our 20th episode.
Yeah.
Wee-hee.
It's 2 decades.
I think you were here for our 10th episode, too. So.
I was on the 4th.
4th, 10th.
It's almost the same.
Yeah.
What? What in the hell?
They both contain numbers.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
And
see. So.
I prefer to call it episode 18, though.
Y'all miss episode 18, don't you? Somewhere, somehow,
yeah.
Somewhere. Y'all gonna find
episode
it.
18, we found out in the middle of making episode 19 that episode 18 is gone forever.
Maybe.
It was recorded over.
I have faith that maybe, you know, because we do live in a multiverse universe, that if a time traveler comes from one of the other universes, he might have it in his inventory and he'll bring it to us and then we can post it and hopefully it'll come back.
You still smoke
back,
a lot of
so.
Weed, don't you? You got a lot of weed in you. Dang.
Because there is a universe where it wasn't deleted.
And there's a universe where everything's working out fine?
Yeah.
I wish I was in that
except
universe right now.
Yeah.
Well, about 5 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Maybe 5, 10 minutes. Okay, go.
You know who I am? I'm EBA.
I am Sir Mildercruz.
I'm Dave 420 once again, yeah.
Once again. So you were Dave 420 for a while, then you stopped, and now you're Dave 420 once again.
Yeah, once again.
Once again.
You got it.
So you're off the wagon?
Yeah, sometimes I get back on it just to do it. See if I still got it, you know?
Oh, so you're saying basically you're smoking pot again. Is that what you're saying?
I took a toke. I could say I took a toke over the weekend.
I smoked pot last night.
You got shit-faced, didn't you?
No, not really, but it only took
you
me like 2 hits. You
got toe up from the flow up.
It took me 2 hits and I was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I want you to
it was puff, puff, pass. Pass, pass.
It's nice not having to smoke like a whole...
No,
long
it,
load to
you're
get
right.
High, you know,
you're right.
You know.
Hmm.
So I smoked pot last night, and the guy I smoked pot with,
yeah.
I smoked with, you know, a few
he
months.
Didn't exist.
No, but then he like offered me, he's like, hey, you want to shoot up some heroin now? I was like, are you seriously doing heroin?
I'm like, dude, can you just come back to me about 30 minutes? When this wears off?
And you didn't try some?
No, I'd smoke it, but I wouldn't do the needle shit.
Nah, man.
Needles? Nah.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not convinced he was serious. But
I'm not convinced he had real heroin.
It's just like baby soda.
He was shooting pot. Hey, man.
That would be fucked up.
I'm going to inject myself with a bunch of pot now, man.
Anyway. I'm going to find out, though. I'm going to find out if he's...
You can get some more heroin.
You got the hookup now.
I've watched him do it, at least. I want to see him do it.
Does he slap the forearm?
I don't know. I didn't see him do it.
Okay.
So let me get this straight. You're hanging out with Robert Downey Jr. And
nah.
No. Well, that's good, man. You had an eventful evening on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was a good pot, though, at least. It smelled like stuff you get from Alaska.
You miss Alaska, don't
I miss
you?
Alaska, especially all that weed.
You miss Alaskan pot.
I mean, you're just driving down the road and...
You miss the darkness?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you miss the darkness?
Everyone should miss the darkness.
Well, you can check us out, of course, podcast.shapelessmass.com. Well, I went to a buzzkill there, aren't I?
Yeah.
Check us out, podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Yeah.
Check me out at shapelessmass.com. Check Mr. Pierce out at...
At holaagasta.com.
Dude, I'm going to fuck this up, and I'm going to say MySpace, dude. Who's done that yet? Y'all on the 20th podcast, who's done that?
Just about everybody.
Then except for me, so I'm doing that. You can check me out at that MySpace / shit at Workable. It's just WERKABLE.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's it.
Mine's / Sir Mildred Pierce.
Okay.
So.
And mine is / Steve Jobs. So, anyway,
okay.
You can always send us email at this little thingy right here.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to
SirMildredPierce at gmail.com and EBAOFVN at gmail.com. Thanks.
So now, something that's been put off for too long, we're going to talk about. This is the retorts to last week's podcast, which isn't really last week's podcast, and we're going to talk about you banning us.
Yeah.
Please allow me to retort.
Dave was boycotting the podcast.
Yeah. And you know, it's because facts were wrong, and I just got sick of it.
Well, let's be reasonable. It wasn't my facts. It was
your laugh, though. Weren't you in on that laugh?
Well, there you go.
All right, then.
Wow, I should have known better than to laugh at the
laugh
thing they said. When they said that Miss New Booty was the greatest song in the world, I shouldn't have laughed at that. I should have just gotten like,
Which podcast was that?
You got that all wrong. Everyone got that wrong. I was saying, I'm going to retort now. What I was saying was the David Banner track on the DJ Shadow's new album is pretty good for a Dirty South rapper.
Did we ever get around to playing that?
Yes.
We did play it?
You did? You played it? I need to listen, man. But I was just saying it was very...
Unfortunately, you played it on episode 18.
Let's pretend we didn't play it.
Anyways, can I finish my rhetoricals?
Sure.
Anyways.
Right in the rhetoricals.
My deal was... It was David Banner.
Yeah.
And David Banner put some very intelligent lyrics on that song that I thought was very intelligent for his style. And I was talking about David Banner, and your boys, whoever it was talking about Bubba Sparks. David Banner didn't write Miss New Booty. He had nothing to do with Miss New Booty. And I agree, that Miss New Booty track sucks. I wouldn't listen to it in a strip club when I was drunk off of Jack Daniels. I wouldn't listen to it.
Wow.
But the problem is, got the lyrics and got the song and got the artist wrong and jived on it and didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And the only thing I was saying on my comment was, it's a really good song on the DJ Shadow album that you didn't like.
What I said was that I didn't like David Banner. I was surprised he still had a career. They responded with, no, he did that song. I was like, the reason I was jiving on it, as you say, is because... I didn't think David Banner was good from anything I've heard from him, so why would I think another song he did was good? I didn't know it wasn't him or not. That's why I was driving on it, because I was going to drive on no matter what they said. If they had said that he did License to Ill, I would have said, well, that sucks.
Well, I would have said that straight up, because I don't like Beastie Boys.
Yeah, but they're still better than David Banner.
You're right. I'll have to give you that. Okay.
Okay.
So it's over.
So to settle this once and for all, even though we played it on episode 18, which got lost, we're going to break form and play it again. So, you requested it, not me, motherfucker.
I didn't request it.
I'll request it right now.
Okay, well, Dave would like to hear...
The DJ Shadow.
DJ Shadow, track. The song that sucks.
See if I
didn't like it. You know, listening to it again, I like the track a little bit more, but David Banner... I don't want anything bad to happen to him in the sense of, like, physically bad, but, you know, he could get dropped off his label and maybe end up, you know, pushing a broom at some sporting arena for all I care.
Well, it's all good. It's all good.
That's my point. It's not good.
It was a good message.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Yeah. Right. Wishing ill of people is always good for him.
David! DJ Shadow up in this motherfucker! David Ballard!
Shadow, you got some nuts for this one, baby.
Killing self-hate.
foundation. There's no plan B, plan A. These people are very desperate.
Tell them that we need to get out of here.
In a Chevy, I wondered if the feds broke the levy. Are they in with the devil to control the weather? Hurricanes and typhoons every other week. While poor folks are grinding in the middle of the street. We too scared to speak or too busy on the internet. I heard they about to put low jacks in our kids' necks. Marshall Law, tell Bush, now we're ready to flip. The hood is like a modern slave ship. We pack like sardines and shackle to the street. And crack is cotton that grows up from the concrete. Shit, but I guess I'm seeing things. We'd rather not learn, we'd rather fucking gang bang.
That style of rapping.
No, it's too, you know what?
Aggressive.
It's too
case.
A and B.
It's not too A
I'm not
and
sure
B.
What that means.
There's nothing complex about his flow.
You don't have to. It's what he's saying. It's his content. Some of his content is really good in that in that song.
What's he talk about in that song? How he's better than everybody else or something?
No, he doesn't. See, that's how come you guys didn't even listen to.
Well,
him.
I don't listen. I don't listen to a lot of
but
rap.
His,
you know, but
you know, it's this whole thing is you know like. With the CIA, a.k.a. the KKK. I mean, first off, he's not even the third or fourth person to say that. Second off, though, the way he delivered it just was
kind of
weak.
Plus, it's fact. It's
kind of
factually incorrect.
If he went to Break Atlanta, he would get booed off the stage.
I don't know what Break Atlanta... Oh, wait, is that all just... It's b-boying?
Yeah.
Maybe. If it's Break Atlanta, probably.
When I was there, they had a guy who got up and started spitting that thug shit, and he got booed right
off
the stage.
Okay, yeah, because they're hardcore. They're hardcore underground. There's also closed-mindedness and not giving it a chance.
I did give it a chance. You know how many times I listened to that song?
No, I don't.
A lot.
No, I don't. You know how many times I listened to that song? Two times.
Really?
Two.
Was this your second time?
This is my second time.
Seriously?
Wow. You've been raising all this ruckus, and this is the second time you listen to the damn song.
You need to be a little bit more open-minded, Dave, about how much it sucks.
Now, here's the thing. Guess what? I didn't even know it was David Banner. I had no idea. I listened. I don't know what the hell was going on, but I listened to the lyrics. I was like, this is all right. I listened to it. I put it back. I checked out the album cover, and it was David Banner. I was like, that's not David Banner. And it totally changed my whole outlook on him. I'm just saying, coming from a lyrical standpoint, maybe you don't like the CIA and the KKK, rhyme, whatever. I don't. The rest of it is really good. He got the message across.
It doesn't make any sense anyway because there's KKK and the CIA aren't related organizations.
To some people, they think it is. To some
crazy people,
you got KKK members in the CIA. You
even
don't
like
know.
Even like hardcore conspiracy theorists don't believe that shit.
Shit. You never know. You don't know who's a KKK member. Have no fucking idea. Nobody knows.
You guys.
All
now kiss and makeup.
No, we're good.
Who, me, him, and me?
We're good. We have really good bats.
Anyway, this.
All
so
I'm saying is, I'm still
confused about his name, David Banner, because it is kind of it's such a generic name. You know, the name he was born with?
What is this?
A cool name. Lavelle Crump.
That's nice.
I mean, if my name was Lavelle Crump, I'd be releasing music under the name Lavelle Crump.
Crump is another form of dancing, hip hop dancing. It's like waving your arms and everything. He should have kept it. He should have kept it, Lavelle Crump.
If his name was Lavelle Crump, you know he would have kept it.
Yeah,
he's good. Anyways, enough of that.
Or
I'm done.
Lavelle.
I'm done with it. I'm putting it to rest. I had enough arguments about it.
All right. Goodbye, David Banner.
Goodbye, David.
You know what it is? It's the name. It's the first name. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I'm sticking up for him because of his first name.
Yeah.
Lavelle.
I ain't sticking up for David Koresh, did I? All right.
He dead.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Oh, here's one I want to see, though. Man of the Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ever wonder what would happen if Comedy Central's Jon Stewart actually ran for president as a joke and then actually won? Man of the Year puts Robin Williams in that scenario. It's pretty, pretty short little
snippet of information in that movie. I didn't know Robin Williams was in it.
Yeah. It looks funny though.
No, it's actually not. It's actually David Banner.
Is it? Good. He should run for president. Fuck it. I'm making signs. David Banner for prez. Anyways, I thought we dropped that. We're going to go through the whole podcast.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say David Banner anymore.
Can I say David Danner?
You can say whatever you want.
If you don't talk like an idiot.
DJ Tanner?
You can say whatever you want.
Anyway, yeah, so we're talking about Man of the Year. I think I might give it a 7. I want to hope that it doesn't suck.
So. I'm a little less optimistic, but I'm 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be better than mediocre, but I think it's going to be great.
I think it'll be better than...
Robin Williams has just been fucking up lately, too.
I don't know.
He's kind of hit and miss.
He'll always be Popeye to me.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it was. But I'll give it a 6.
All right. Yeah. You going to go see it?
No.
Okay, here's one that Jenny saw like a few days ago, and it makes me want to see it, just because apparently there's like a cartoon version of my car in it. That's what she told me. Monster House. And I saw a preview for this, and it actually did look kind of good. Three kids wage war on a man-eating house in this animated flick from executive producer Steven Spielberg and Robert Zemeckis, and you thought the abandoned old shack in your neighborhood was creepy.
Well, that's just full of crap.
You know, I just like to say right now, is it every house a man-eating house?
Only on Halloween.
I'm just saying.
So,
unless you enter through the back door, which just gets into this whole weird area.
A whole other manhood thing going.
Yeah.
That got an extra star.
That's good.
So,
you're a silly Billy.
The Grudge 2.
Don't be so excited.
The same supernatural force, that is, the one that fills people with unspeakable rage before spreading to another victim, seems to have affected the sister of Karen Davis, who's played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, a.k.a. Buffy. So, I honestly didn't really care for the Japanese version. I didn't care for the American version.
I didn't see the Japanese version. The American one, aside from having Ted Raimi, sucked.
It is. The whole spooky girl who's falling down a well genre has went a little thin on me.
I'm giving The Grudge 2 stars.
I'm going to go
2?
A little higher and say 3, but still not.
It still takes place in Japan, so at least, you know, I'll give it some stars.
I'm giving it 1 for that kid. He scares the shit out of me every time I see him.
I'll say 4.
He is dead.
Yeah.
Gosh, his mouth is all open. Man, scary.
Ah, well.
That's it, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to see it. Share it.
So, all right. We're going to play another song.
It's called Chia Chia.
Chia Chia. It's by MCA.
Song.
No, it's David Banner.
It's from the Bollywood movie Dilse from 1998, I think. So.
Oh, and your mom's in it.
My mom's in it. Cool. She makes a guest appearance.
We called that.
York.
I thought we were going to mention
it. No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, we're not mentioning it anymore. Or, up next,
Dave. Yeah, I love the whole, there's a wealth of good songs.
Is it really? From 98?
Yeah.
The advice column.
My girlfriend will not have periods. I am worried she might be so pregnant, but we only had sex one time, and it was a year ago. Is there some way she could be pregnant a year later?
Yes.
She's an elephant.
No.
Or a silent.
There is a way she could be pregnant a year later.
Okay. If she
but not
sex.
By having sex with him. As soon as I read that, I was like,
yeah.
Hello.
Get a new girlfriend.
Apparently, he doesn't realize that your girlfriend, little secret, may actually have sex with people other than you.
Right.
She should. I mean, it might be a health thing, though. You know, she should really go see a period doctor. What are they called?
Period doctor from the 18th century.
What are the women doctors?
Gynecologists.
I can't remember that name. I never been to one. Why would I keep track of?
I wanted to be a gynecologist once. For the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says that, and they think, like, oh, that's so hot.
It's not, because there's stuff down there you don't even look
at. Like, it's usually, 80-year-old women.
Sometimes you get lucky.
I suspect most women that go to the gynecologist aren't 80.
Yeah.
But
they're 70.
All right. Am I weird? I masturbate with anything and everything I can find. Electric toothbrushes, stuffed animals, my dog, etc. Have I crossed the line?
Yes!
Not yet. Not yet.
Until you combine all those things together, then you cross the line.
How does one masturbate with a dog?
No.
Dry hump. I don't know.
It's not masturbating if you're fucking a dog, okay?
Yeah. That's bestiality, bitches. There ain't no other way to say that.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's not really an advice. Oh, have I crossed the line?
We asked if he was weird.
Yes. So far, the answer to all these questions has been yes.
Whatever, dude. You know, have fun.
Try public next time.
I'm thinking about that toothbrush.
Electric toothbrush.
Do you think he, after he's done, he, brushes his teeth,
I don't know. I was just thinking it was vibrating.
They don't really vibrate in the same way like a real vibrator does, though. They're more like sonic.
Oh, do you think this is a woman, maybe?
Hey. Then
wait,
she hasn't crossed the line.
How the hell is a woman masturbating with a dog?
Letting the dog do
penises.
It. Let the dog do it.
That's fucking the dog.
That's bestiality.
That's not masturbating.
Well, she just doesn't know that.
I can't listen to this podcast at work to realize that, right?
Okay. Can it be my boyfriend is addicted to porn? Why do men like it so much? Don't they see how disgusting it is?
Yes!
Just get over it, girl.
Yes! Get addicted to it. Find your thing.
Consider it an education.
Yes! I like these yes.
Yeah, it's body related. All right.
Can you find another one where the answer will be yes?
Okay, at school today, small kids?
Some.
Oh, some. No, that's that abbreviation means small.
Yeah, but for internet slang, it means some.
Ignorant fools. Okay, at school today, some kids were talking about BDSM and pics of it on websites, and I played along acting like I knew what they meant. But
it's
spelled B-U-T-T.
You know, we should really copy these and paste them onto.
Okay,
just
but
so people can see the grammar we're dealing with.
And
here.
Keep in mind, it's spelled B-U-T-T. The truth is, I don't know. I don't. Okay, the truth is, I don't. So, what the hell are they talking about? It's sex shit. I get that, but what exactly?
So what is it?
That's when you masturbate with a toothbrush, or a dog.
Or a dog.
Or a stuffed animal.
Some kids were talking about
BDSM.
BDSM?
You don't know what BDSM is?
Hell no.
Just play along like you do.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yes,
you are. This is your email.
Yeah, it's my email. Yeah, dude, we did that yesterday. It was cool.
Bondage sadomasochism.
Oh shit!
Is it
something like that? It's like the okay. Biden shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. Whip me, beat me, whoops and chains.
Like that Bert and Ernie clip.
Yes.
Y'all.
With the electric car up your ass.
That's right. That's it.
We're not even going to bother explaining that.
No, it's not. No. I have no advice for homie because some of that stuff's cool.
He just wants to know what it is.
Like now you told him.
Have you not heard of Google? Yeah. What did you type in, like, I need advice on BDSM. What BDSM is in a Google, and you got advicenator.com? Just go to damn image
That's
Google
true.
Search.
That's true.
Seriously, man.
Image search? No.
If they want to find out what it is.
That's like the wrong way to find out.
Yeah, I don't know
out.
About image search. But that is the right way, though.
Learn.
Full ass something. Picture.
So, I haven't. Anyone would confess to having engaged in some...
Do
handcuffs count? Handcuffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some handcuffs. Yeah.
Wow.
Tied up kind of stuff. No one blindfolds. Yeah. I ain't into whips and shit, though.
Blindfolds, okay.
Maybe some, like, nipple clamps or something. That's as far as I go.
Nipple clamps hurt, no.
Sticking a cactus up your ass. That's
no.
That's about where I draw the line right there.
I don't even know if that really counts.
No, I didn't think handcuffs counted, but I guess I'm in trouble.
That's just the B.
I just had her kick me in the groin about 57 times.
Again! Again!
In fact, we need that. Why does that make that funny? Well.
Anyway, we're done with that shit.
Now I've got to follow that up with a song. Then we're going to play The Takeoff by AC Long.
All right.
In front of the mic, behind the limelight, a star so bright, shine, refined advancement. Dance with the last man on the face of the earth, who did the electric slide over the verse. Hands held high, connect the antennas, do or die when we fly, face the grimace. Yeah, let's get this off, you ready? Fast Eddie, drop a load on them. Wrong folks got a hold on them, put the float on them, roll on them, roll over them. No control over them, over me, outwardly, inwardly, openly, awkwardly, happily, dastardly, tragedy, a casualty. Same story, same plot. Where they put your body, same script, same spot. Same ending, same car, same engine. Same kitchen brewing, give me the steel. What the fuck is you doing? You done enough, it's not enough. Act two, I'm running up, it's not a bluff. I'm about to crack you, nonchalant. Idiot, savant, no cop. Rock with the big guy, stomp on a prize. Kick the box, like these M80s. Ladies, grab your babies, one for safety. I don't think it may be a good idea to stand here. You have no idea what the fuck's about to land here. Smart bombs, stay damn. Bring mayhem, hold up, goddamn. It's just a party, dirty red carpet. And you walk by me wobbly. Obviously, oblivious, front snobby. Heat to the Mojave, heat to the robbery. Beat to the rhyme and eats for the poverty. Taxpayers kill the mayor and the senator. Rhyme says, stay a player. See a minister, drinks are on the house. The house is on the hill, the hills are on fire. It started in the fields, smoke inhalation. No ventilation, no fire station. No assimilation, minus the heroes of black. Memorial sites become burial sites from high aerial flights. Hover over David Blaine. I'm here to save the game. 52, pick up with your brain. Alone lies the man on the track. Lonely as the dagger in my back. Staggering forward, falling face flat. Still spitting at you, still getting at you. They're all laughing at you. My greatest gift of all was the ability to fall. Get back up and fall. Get back up and fall. Get back up and fall and crawl and get back up and brawl. And make them lick the balls. Now the dagger's in my back pocket. I hear the tracker rocket. Throw your arm out of socket, reaching for the cockpit. Rock shit, roll shit, control shit. Hold shit down till we slow on some old shit. I stick the pin in your neck just to earn respect. Stuff the paper in your mouth if I have to spell it out. I'll write it on your forehead, cause that's what I'm about. Run the route, bring water to the drought. When all else fails on the trail to love, hate becomes judge, happiness won't budge. Wickedness does, just as wickedness does. And I'm just getting a buzz. I'm saying it just because I can, just because I am a man with a hand that's fitted and the teeth marks embedded. But God's hand grip tight and don't forget it. The evil in your heart is misery's home. Where ugly is bred and grown. I refuse, I defuse the bomb, but just for a moment. And like out of nowhere comes your worst opponent. The first one on it, the last to leave. All my trash and treasure, that's how it's perceived. At the end of my spin, when the heist achieved, I'ma leave with a bang like I was conceived. It's thieves in the temple with tricks up their sleeve. But no! Fuck that!
Go! 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 Go!
Really? I thought you liked the grandfather clock.
No, I did until that song came out.
Oh, okay.
I still like it, but I mean, I like that song more. It's just everything, the track, the lyrics. He just doesn't stop spitting for like 3 minutes straight, literally. Mm-hmm.
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news. Little Metal Look.
Today we have some reports out of China about some robot clones. We can very well anticipate robot clones taking over the world as China is perfecting the art of self-replication, apparently. Zhao Renti of the Xi'an Superman Sculpture Institution.
Easy for you to say.
Sorry.
Built a clone of himself as a simulation robot that's supposedly meant to replace wax statues. I think I've actually seen it. I saw this on TV, too. It's got a robot skeleton, you know, like the Terminator, mm-hmm. and a skin of silica gel. Mm-hmm. The robot does not only look freakishly human, but can also talk and move much like a real human. Can you tell which one is the robot? Be wary who you're talking to at the next expo. Zhao's evil twin will be hanging around the 2006 China Robot Expo in Beijing. Yes.
Okay.
That is incredibly cool. And at the same time, terrifying.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I'm not really terrified.
I mean, for all you know, I could have been replaced by an evil robot.
This week's game.
This week, we have... This one should be exceptionally easy for you. It's two categories you are an expert in. Metal band versus street drug.
We're not... I got it. Yeah. Crocus. It's a metal band.
So, as you know how this works, I'm going to read this list of things. You're going to tell me which it is. And in the case of the drugs, I actually wrote down what the drug is. Oh. Now, some of these, you guys may even know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see.
So,
we'll see.
We'll see.
LSD. Metal band.
Chocolate. Metal band.
So, here we go. Hydrogen bomb.
Drug.
I'm going to say metal band. It just doesn't seem like there wouldn't be a metal band named Hydrogen Bomb.
Street drug.
Yeah, whatever.
I know all the metal bands.
Celtic Frost.
Metal band?
Yeah, metal band.
Yes, that's metal band.
I'm just going to go with whatever Dave says.
Okay. Rippers?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Yes, drugs.
Duh.
Velvet Cocoon.
Oh, shit. Drug.
I'm going to say metal band.
Metal band.
Yes. Not any metal band. I know.
Electric Wizard.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to say...
Oh, I didn't say... By the way, Rippers were meth. I'm sorry. Electric Wizard.
I'm going to say street drug.
I'm going to say metal band.
Metal band.
That was too obvious, though.
Well,
that's
obviously
why, that's
not.
That's why I said drug.
Ring of Turd.
If that's a street drug, it's not going to be very popular.
Can you spell turd?
It's like, hey man, you got any ring of turds?
T-U-R-D.
It's not T-U-R-I-D?
I'll suck your dick for a ring of turds.
T-U-R-D.
I'm going to say metal band.
I'm going to say drug.
It's a drug.
Whatever.
It's heroin. This is from Wikipedia, man. Are you saying Wikipedia might be unfactual? Anyway.
Ring of turds. I'm going to look that up.
Go ahead. Green Goblin.
I think that's a metal band, isn't it? I think I've heard of that.
Lord, that's a drug. That's weed.
That is weed.
I thought these were like unique. I didn't know these were like nicknames for other drugs. I thought you were talking about like...
No, they're nicknames for
designer drugs,
drugs
or something.
Oh, just nicknames for... Street drugs is any drug you don't pick up at the pharmacy. Okay? So, pot counts. Flesh crawl.
Street drug.
Metal band.
Metal band. Well, you're getting stomped now, dude.
Whatever.
Blue Rimmers. Blue Rimmers.
Street drug.
Street drug.
Yes, street drug. Shrooms, actually. Captain Beyond.
God, I want to say metal band. It reminds me of Tom Cruise. I don't know why. Street drug.
What was it?
The drug you were just taking. Captain Beyond.
Captain Beyond. It sounds like something that could be a drug. Some nickname.
It's a metal band.
It's a Christian name.
That's what I'm going to call a street drug, and that makes it a street drug.
Yeah.
You can call it anything you want.
Lucifer Left Nostril.
Metal band.
Yeah, metal band.
Actually, no, it's a street drug. Cocaine.
Whatever.
There are a lot of metal bands that are named after drugs.
So I believe it.
K-hole.
I still can't. Oh, K-hole is a drug. That's
a drug.
Ecstasy, isn't it?
Ketamine.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's heard of that shit.
I wasn't familiar with it. Bang Tango.
Metal band. Got the album.
Why don't you, like...
Oh, shit.
Totally give it away to the guy you're playing. Hey, remember this whole competition thing we're doing here?
A metal band, yeah.
Yeah. Peppermint Creeps.
Damn, dude. That's drug.
Yeah. I'm gonna say.
Metal band. Monterey Purple.
Oh, that's a good one, man. That's a good one.
That's pot.
I think it's a drug, too.
It's a drug, but it's not pot.
What is it?
It's acid. Friends. Red Dwarf. It's like from an awesome TV show.
Yeah. It's an okay TV show. Yeah, I think some pothead probably
some kind of hallucinogen
named a drug after the TV show.
It's a drug? Metal band.
Yeah.
Hard Crystal.
Drug.
Damn. Metal band.
Metal band.
That's a drug. Meth.
Hey, you're catching up.
Barely, probably.
Congratulations.
Star Child.
Metal band.
Metal band.
Yes, that's another. Kitty Flip. That's what T's. K-I-T-T, like a cat.
Meow.
Never.
But no Y?
Yes, it's got a Y, okay. Of course.
Thought maybe it had an I-E.
No.
Okay. Because if it had an I-E, I'd say metal band. But otherwise, I'm going to say drug.
I'm going to say metal band.
It's a drug. It's ecstasy.
Good luck.
Don't ask me why. I don't know.
What's the score right now?
It's the points that you guys have accumulated throughout the game.
Shut up, ass.
Highland Glory.
Highland Glory?
Yes.
That sounds like pot.
That sounds like pot to me.
So, drugs? Nope, it's a metal band. Dave wins with 11 to Mr. Pierce's 9.
What's next? What's next? What's N-X-E-T?
I think you're crazy. Just like me.
And now, Harry Logan.
This is your,
This is my virginity.
This is your first time seeing the Perry
band. Yeah, he looked crazy when I saw a piece of it.
The, name of this segment is Most Hated Group of People in the World.
Okay.
And, you'll figure out pretty quick which group of people he's talking about, so.
Gee, I wonder who he could be talking about.
Where are the neocons going to hang?
Well,
this is just kind of a dramatic, hokey way of pointing out that the neocons have in 6 miserable years of unparalleled misgovernance. Yes, I think that's the phrase that came to your mind was unparalleled, unmitigated misgovernance. Unparalleled, unmitigated. It's been 6 years of unparalleled, unmitigated where are the neocons going to hide? As I was starting to say before I became excited. The neocons have just like carved themselves an almost unbelievably dark page in history.
Sometimes I wonder if that's actually Perry actually doing it.
You see, because no matter where the neocons hide, no matter where the neocons go to hide, you see, they are, after 6 miserable years, the most hated group of people in the world! Oh, no!
Human travel monsters, serial killers.
Is that like following him?
You can only hope. Well, that would be a lot of business.
It's just
like the trail.
Yeah, it's turning into LSD. LSD.
You don't think we're going to hide wherever he is.
Fucking crazy.
That's just disturbing.
Well, I don't know where the neocons are going to hide. Hey, but it can't be in my country.
Andy disintegrates.
He's crazy.
Gee, you just figuring that out?
Well, I'm allowed to say
first
that.
Time. This is first time. So.
This mother, man.
You can count on him to be pretty much fucking crazy.
I would say that would be my definition of him.
You should see him high.
He's not high there?
No, when you're high.
Oh, when I'm high. Yeah, okay, it might make more sense then.
Okay, well, we're going to play a song.
Pose can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being.
Good call.
He scares easily. He makes him so angry at me. And his head spins around just like the Exorcist. And I find it ever so hard to resist his cries. But there's nothing more sadistic than an infant waving his pistol in my face. He wants me right down on my knees, crumbling in disgrace. He underestimates my mind. I know he's messing with my head. My only weakness is I can't believe the guy could be entirely dead. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Trigger happy that you're gonna blow, but I'm gonna get off. Boy, you go, my trigger happy jacket, just a drive-by. Go, go, go. Cause it's just another one of his Jedi mind tricks. But this ain't no head trip, honey. This is a collision on the road. And you got me feeling not just like a roadkill. And you know deep down I know. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Trigger happy Jack, you're gonna blow. But I'm gonna get off. Boy, you roll my trigger, happy jacket, just a drive-by. Oh, go, go. Why do the good things do I feel? Why do you gotta be such a dick? Why do the good things do I feel? Why do you gotta be such a dick? And I hate myself just enough to want him, but I hate him just enough to get off. But I understand him. Maybe I'm just crazy enough. Love him. Why not?
Why not?
You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being.
Cool.
That's a good underappreciated album, man. And if you like House of Leaves, and you did, you should listen to that because it's the companion to House of Leaves.
Right, right.
Oh?
Yeah, that album.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Have you,
I had no idea. I don't even know what House of Leaves was. I heard y'all talking, but damn it, I wouldn't listen.
It's a really good book.
We're waiting for the movie. I can't believe you're reading.
They're not going to come out with a movie for that. There's no way they could come out with a movie for that.
You never know.
Since we're talking about Psycho, we're going to have our guest spot. And this continuation from last week, sort of, it's not, it's actually everyone, this is late, much, much later than the recording, but this is me, Void, and Circle Jupiter's talking about Psycho, which we just did Friday the 13th. Had a good time. You two should have come, but you missed out big time.
The guest spot.
People are going to hear this, they're going to think we're really mature. I guess in a certain way it is. But sometimes being immature is fun. The very first Psycho game ever only had three people playing it. They were you, me, and Craig. What happened was we watched Halloween 4 and Halloween 5.
Okay.
Do you remember this? And it was at your grandparents' first house in Jones Creek. That house was really cool because it had two staircases to the upstairs, one on each end of the hallway, and all these labyrinth circular rooms.
You never know where really somebody's hiding.
And they usually weren't there most of the time when we were. It was the middle of the day, so it wasn't that scary, but we came up with this interesting game. I want to say it was my idea because we kept playing Capture the Flag previous to that.
Yeah.
And my idea was to take Capture the Flag and make it a kind of a horror game. So what we did was we took... You had this, like, really corny plastic, like, either it was a dart gun or a squirt gun. And we had a fake plastic Halloween knife. And so we took turns. One of us was the psycho. One of us was the defenseless victim.
Yeah, you're the killer. You hide.
And one of us was the Loomis character.
Right.
And whenever the victim got killed... We switched in a certain order. Like, whoever was the victim got to be the psycho. Whoever was the psycho got to be the Loomis. Whoever was the Loomis got to be the victim.
Loomis was Donald Pleasance.
Loomis was Dr.
He was like the only guy who could ever fight Michael Myers, you know. He's like, for some reason, somebody's about to get killed. Dr. Loomis shows up with a pistol. Oh! You know, it happens like 5 or 6 times.
You have to understand, we were horror film purists from the 1980s.
Yeah.
Most of the horror films that come out now, like Ghost is really into them. I think Void's probably the most of them. I'm like, they aren't the same, or whatever. But we were purists when it came to certain things. Like there was a certain way. Like he talked about having a hockey mask. What he didn't tell you is that hockey mask had a cut in it that was just the right place from where when Corey
all the
Haim,
details.
Like hit Jason in the head with the machete, and. There's a burn part on it from where in one movie I don't remember which one name
it was.
And I used to be able to tell you facts.
It was six.
I could tell you
how
many people were killed.
It wasn't just a burn. It was from where he's trapped by the chain to the bottom of the lake, and they hit him with the prop of the boat.
Yeah,
that's what that was from.
And we could tell you how many people were killed and how they were killed in what order.
Back then, the entire
series.
Back then, can't do it now.
We were purists.
Were Trekkies.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, we were.
Yeah, but if you're gonna be a fan
trekkies.
Of something, gore films, because I mean, let's be honest, that shit's cool. Everyone thinks horror films are cool.
I don't.
That's because you are not cool.
Yes, I remember. I remember we were me and you and Craig
now,
at Grunny's.
What happened was that just slowly evolved. 5 or 6 years, Void was always the psycho. We never had anybody but him.
Yeah.
And he always played Jason. And he had this slowly evolving Jason costume that got more and more accurate and more menacing every year, to the point that when we started having other people do it, it was like flawless. And we had revised the formula to the point that when we started doing it at the Lake House, it was like a production.
Yeah.
Whereas now, we have probably more props for this game that we do than most of your better probably all of your haunted houses in this town. If we were to put on a haunted house, we could kick the ass of probably every single haunted house in this town. Because when we did a real haunted house, when we actually had our hands on one, we had a tiny building, and we scared the shit out of people who at the time were our age, who were walking and going, oh, this is so goofy. Those guys, motherfuckers, just about pissed their pants and ran. You remember that?
Yeah.
Those guys, oh, this is lame. This is stupid.
We'll be talking about Psycho all the way up to Halloween itself. And then we'll be changing up and talking about Christmas. Yay!
This day in history.
December 19th. In 1453, the French recapture of Bordeaux brings the Hundred Years' War to a close.
How long was that war?
It was about 113 years, I think.
Well,
it was a long war.
When is Oktoberfest?
What?
No. What color is the White House, Dave?
What?
Thanks, Rich.
1812, Napoleon I of France retreats from Moscow.
As part of the Hundred Years' War?
Yeah, so.
Or as we like to call him, David Banner.
That's who? Yeah.
No.
Right? Yeah. Don't attack Moscow in the winter.
No, that's his
only
thing.
They'll set fire to everything.
That's my,
including themselves.
That's my lesson from that. Oh, John DeLorean was arrested for trafficking cocaine.
In a DeLorean.
In 1982.
He should have gone back in time. And
yeah.
You know.
That might be how he was acquitted, you know. So. In 1985, the first Blockbuster video store opens in, you want to guess what city?
New York.
Dallas, Texas.
And by 1986, I had a late fee out the ass.
They knew.
They knew.
We will destroy Dave!
And that was the start of late fees. $500 for Back to the Future.
1987, Black Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 22%.
You know, I remember about that. What was weird was, you know who the guest for Black Monday was on, like, 2020 or one of those, like, major news shows that night? The Muppets. Explaining what Black Monday was and why it was important. I remember watching TV riveted, going,
do you know the Muppets were before their time, for real? They were. Animal, the drummer, crazy on LSD, you know it. I'm serious. Yeah, that was some crazy shit on the Muppets, man.
What about the guy? What about the one who hosted the show, David Banner?
He's good.
I remember this one. In 1998, the Earth Liberation Front sets fire to the Vail Mountain Ski Resort in Vail, Colorado, causing $12 million in damage. Those are the days.
Good old Elf.
That's back when terrorism was cool.
Environmental terrorists.
Something out of a comic book, you know?
Sounds like it. The Hulk was out of a comic book.
Yeah.
Wait. Go.
What was his real name?
David Banner.
In 2003, Mother Teresa was beatified by Pope John Paul II.
You know what I read?
And David Banner.
You know what I read? I read Mother Teresa was beautified by the Pope.
Okay. 2003, David Blaine finally ended his 44-day endurance stunt of being sealed inside a transparent case, suspended 30 feet above in London. Above
everybody London. Was throwing eggs at him. I remember that shit.
Not everybody.
Oh, most of them.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one, though. 2004, Alan Robert dons a Spider-Man costume and climbs a building. Doesn't say which building. Who's Alan Robert?
He's a guy who put on a Spider-Man costume.
He's that guy. He's that climbing man.
Yeah, he uses suction cups a lot.
He'll climb, like, buildings and stuff.
You like those sounds? You can use them. Royalty-free. Speaking of royalty...
What is any
it's
of
like,
this
gosh, it's to do cold with out here.
David Koresh.
Yeah. Anyway, go on to the next segment.
All right, next.
song.
Let's play a Christina Aguilera song.
Really?
Don't you like Christina Aguilera?
I like photoshopping my face into her breasts.
You don't like any of her music?
I like a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying?
The only song I really like is that song Beautiful.
That's a very good song.
That's an excellent song.
Dude, that is the only song I really would date from her.
I know. It's such a perfect song. It's kind of a big fuck you, too.
It really is.
Here we go.
Every day is so wonderful.
was a good song. Brought back me some memories.
That's a heavy song, man.
I like the Bulldog version better.
Seriously, I think that might be one of the best pop songs ever recorded in the history of mankind. Did you know that recording was actually the demo? It was her first take. She recorded that in one take.
No.
And she actually hit some notes kind of flat and sharp, you know, and she said, you know, I want to record again, but the producer said, you know, it really fits kind of the theme of the song. And you should leave it in there like that. So
I did
like
not know that.
The demo, the first take.
Sexy.
So I think it works really well, too.
It did, because I didn't notice any flats.
She's an excellent singer, and I think she's got more substance than people give her credit for.
This is true, she does.
So, she's compared to Britney Spears a lot, but I think she's in a different league than Britney Spears.
Let's talk about politics.
Iowa police arrest man after they spot him taking a leisurely stroll carrying pot plants. Happened in Des Moines, Iowa, my dad's hometown. Sort of. Aaron Jansen made it way too easy. Jansen, 36, was arrested on marijuana charges Thursday after he was spotted taking a leisurely stroll through downtown carrying his recently harvested pot plants. Polk County Chief Deputy Mark Burdick said that he did a double take when he looked out of his office window at the county jail and saw Jansen walking down the street carrying his freshly harvested crop. I look out the window, quote, I look out the window and I see him walking north carrying a green leafy substance all pulled up by its roots, Burdick said. He was carrying it like you carry a bundle of presents. It was tall enough where he was looking over the top of them and he was just walking like nothing's going on. Burdick said he went outside and yelled at Jansen, who walked right over to him, still carrying the plants. Jansen said the plants were part of his marijuana grown near the Des Moines River, but wouldn't say exactly where, Burdick said. Deputies also found 2-pound bags of processed marijuana strapped to each of Jansen's legs and a third wrapped in a sweater. Burdick said the marijuana had an estimated street value of about $2,000. Now, I know you guys are probably wondering why I found this article interesting, because in of itself is just another one of those newspaper stories you read about in News of the Weird and stuff like that all the time. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You agree? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You read about stories like this constantly.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Okay. That's the point. You read about these stories constantly. I think it's interesting because I read about these stories more than I read about the police successfully busting drug dealers, which begs the question, how successful can they be when so many of these stories are flukes?
I don't know about that.
Well, that's the way we're talking about the way the media presents it.
Yeah, but you read the news, the weird.
Well, you know what? I mean,
this is from the AP Wire.
I know.
They didn't have to do a lot of police work for that one.
Right, just looked out the window and saw it.
It's interesting, I think, because I would really like, and maybe you know, or maybe you could find some statistics real quick. Mm-hmm.
Or some weed.
Like, how successful the war on drugs actually is at preventing the flow of drugs in the United States.
Okay.
Which is not a very sound philosophical argument, but it is worth noting.
I mean, in a way it was successful, but I mean, it's kind of ebbed and flowed and things have changed. I mean, the big push in the 70s and 80s to reduce the flow of marijuana in the country really helped produce a different kind of growing industry. People, instead of growing outside, they would grow it inside their houses. They would grow it inside the United States because, you know, that's safer than having to try to move it across the border.
It's also not as much of a crime because you're not transporting it across state borders, which makes it a federal crime.
And, I mean, ironically, they basically produced much higher potent marijuana than that. You know, the plants are much smaller. They got a lot more THC in it and stuff. So, I mean, really, if pot had never been illegal, we wouldn't have, like, those juicy red buds.
Yeah,
you know,
the green.
The killer bum buds.
Which is kind of
the green goblins.
Weird and ironic. the red dwarfs,
that's
actually.
Right. You wouldn't have that. Little hybrids.
What about David Banner?
Yeah.
They have they got one. The
whole. Recently, like just a few years ago, they arrested two guys, I think it was like in Arizona or something, who were producing like, it was over 90% of the United States supply of LSD.
Damn.
And that's why there's...
92 people produce 90% of the LSD?
LSD is such an unusual drug because it's so small. I mean, it's literally just little molecules. You can carry millions of doses.
Yeah, but 90% of it came from two guys?
Yep.
I mean, everyone knows somebody who's done LSD.
Who has done it, but recently it's been a drought, and that's why
Because they busted those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, Ecstasy took over that shit. Yeah, I mean, it swooped in, and I mean, there was definitely alternatives to LSD, but I love doing LSD, and I miss doing LSD, and it's going to be hard to find that shit. I've never done X. I always wanted to. I'm going to try X.
I remember watching on TV, watching the news stories about X when it was legal.
Yeah.
And them talking, them debating the legality of it. And that was right when I was, like, really considering, you know, libertarianism and drugs. I was like, I don't understand the point of this. And at the time, this is what's interesting about X, too, is at the time, I don't even remember what it was anymore. Maybe you do, or maybe you do. Mm. It had a very serious medicinal benefit, and that's gone. Like, all memory, that's gone. It's just the rave drug, you know? Uh-huh.
Well, it's a feel-good drug. It's a feeling
that's
drug.
That's all people use it for now.
You know when I did mine? The first time, probably the last time I did that, I only did it two times.
Yeah.
I was in the ocean up in Wilmington. Dropped it, like, 30 minutes later.
Yep.
30 minutes later, I'm in the ocean. I didn't want to leave the ocean. That all the waves were hitting me, and it felt so good, and I felt one with Earth, all that shit.
We should do that every podcast.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyways.
So you actually,
think when you hear that, you're going to think it's a lot funnier than that.
Okay. Are you going to keep it in there? I'm actually looking on the LSD article on Wikipedia and the history of it, and it's actually got a big it talks about how in 2003 they were arrested. According to DEA reports, black market LSD availability dropped by 95% after the two were arrested in 2000. It's actually got a picture in the LSD article of their little missile silo where they were living in.
Isn't that bizarre, given who pretty much invented and propagated LSD to begin with?
Well.
And how they tested it on fucking GIs, I'm telling them. What, do you guys want to play a song? Or?
What do you think?
Do you have a song?
No, I was going to say, I wanted you to play a Fuzz Jack song, because he doesn't get any play at all.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Just because he's making moves right now.
Well, what Fuzz Jackson song do you want to hear?
Okay, well, anything from Fuzz is good.
Something from Fuzz Jackson.
Yeah, something from Fuzz Jackson.
The following story concerns the
Commander-in-Chief. Please, Mr. President, tell us something.
Everything you say, they could not probably be. My number comes in the opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very interesting young man who's traveled from very far away to be with us tonight.
America, the free and the home of the brave. It's the place where money is God and the people the slaves. Every day I wake up, I'm being betrayed. Because the government plays games and the points are being shaved. From the war on drugs to politicians and thugs. We do anything when push comes to shove. I can't watch the news no more, the truth is hard to swallow. The way it is now, it makes Marvin wanna holler. But the tempers boil and plots are getting foiled. And now we trying to take over somebody else's soil. I sit and I almost cry. It's the innocent that die. I want to be folks, but why try? We live in a country where the votes are getting tampered with. And I can't even walk down the street with my spliff. No choice, no voice, we don't exist. Why must the lies from our leaders persist? I pledge my allegiance to the flag with the blunt behind my ear and my pants with the sag. I'm ready to self-destruct cause the leaders pass the buck. Say what? And they not giving a fuck. But they want your vote at the next election. So they promise the country extra protection. And make any excuse for weapons inspection. On a defenseless country, man, they boring me. But if you look around, we need protection from ourselves. Because if you broke, then you on the bottom shelf. We scream fuck terrorism and go USA. But what's stopping Billy Ray from hanging FJ? How come healthcare so hot? As the years go by, it's cheaper to live and more expensive to die. Y'all need to be careful these days, cause Uncle Sam's making bombs and he ain't trying to cure AIDS. Y'all think about that, man. Think about where we live right now, what the fuck is going on right now. There's a war right outside our window, in our hood, in our suburbs, at work. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Jax.
Phenomenon.
The guy that invented LSD
still alive?
Yeah, because
they're
LSD.
From the
East. He just celebrated his 100th.
Yeah, with LSD.
He had a big
party.
Everybody
come to my room. I got a lot of it on the table. You just get the purple ones really good. And
yeah, but you'd be surprised if it was. It's David Banner.
Yeah.
Hate to kill the conversation. Okay.
Thanks. Continue.
No, but what'd you think about Fuzz's stuff? What'd you think about Fuzz? That's the good stuff.
I like that.
I like that.
He talks a lot of good stuff. He's one of my best friends, so I gotta say, you know, that's fun.
best and praise.
Let's do this. So, this is a new segment we're debuting this week.
Good, I'm a virgin, and so are you guys.
It's called Diss and Praise.
I'm dissing.
Diss and Praise, the concept here basically, we're going to do this every week, hopefully, is each of us, we're going to go around first, and you can pick, which I guess the way we'll do it is we can pick whichever one you want to go first, whether it's a diss or a praise, but we're each going to name a person we're either going to diss or praise. We have to do both. We have to do two people each. One person we're going to diss, and one person we're going to praise.
All right, I'm dissing first.
Okay,
I'm dissing. You know I'm about to diss because everybody disses him, but I'm dissing him for a different reason.
For first?
No, I'm dissing. Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Oh.
I'm going to diss the shit out of him. Because he's...
Can't blame him.
Yeah, well...
He was on some interview talking about how popular he was on MySpace.
Oh, really? Well, that's...
What a great thing to brag about.
Yeah. Well, you know, MySpace is for everybody, I guess. No, at first, I was all right with him. Because, you know, he pulled out Mary J. Blige way before he did Biggie Smalls and everything.
And Craig Mack.
That's right, but that was right about time Biggie Smalls came out. I'm talking about way back when... His face is out there too much. He's got enough money. He needs to take care of his kids. Don't worry about nothing else. The dude has, he's got child support up the ass. Almost like $50,000 in child support.
That's not really that much.
That's not really.
If you're him.
If you're him, so he needs to just stop. Just stop. It's
stop
over.
Paying?
No, stop making records. Stop it.
You know, I was hating on
him.
I was hating on him for a long time. But when he put out that one song where his production was that he actually took the instrumental to I Got Five on it.
Yeah, and redid it.
I literally, there aren't very many people I want to die, but that day I was like, I wish Sean Puppy Combs would die. Yeah. I wish he would keel over from a fatal heart attack in front of his family.
Damn.
You know, I'm
just dissing. I'm not really hating. I guess it's the same thing.
Damn, I mean, that motherfucker... You know, I'm a big Digital Underground fan, big Shock G fan,
mm-hmm.
and that track is one of the greatest tracks ever, and he deserves all the acclaim he can get for that. And for Sean Puffy Combs to just jack it like that and mm-hmm. claim it was a production. I mean, people made fun of Vanilla Ice in the 90s because he claimed that he wrote that Queen riff. He changed one note, so it was his original composition. Man, motherfucker didn't do half the shit that Sean Puffy Combs does, that asshole.
No doubt. It's true. I'm glad you're on the same page as I am. I don't even have to say anything.
Any thoughts, Mr. Bruce?
Whatever, you know. I've never been a big fan of him or anything, or even paying attention to him, so whatever.
I don't like seeing hip-hop raped
off my radar.
He's raped with Sean Puffy.
Raped?
Raped.
Uh-huh.
He's raping it, but he did bring out...
That's what Pharoah Monch would say.
One of the greatest MCs, lyrically, ever, but at the same time...
That would be Mace.
Has he...
Just kidding.
Has he been doing anything lately?
He got a new album. Came out last Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
It comes out tomorrow.
Did you buy it?
My bad. I mean, tomorrow's not tomorrow because this won't be edited until tomorrow.
I'm confused.
So, yeah, last Tuesday.
Hell no, I'm not buying it. I don't want nothing to
you
do with it.
You gonna download it?
I'm not downloading it. I'm not even putting...
Why y'all, like, leaning away like I'm
trying to... I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I lean when I'm upset. I'm leaning. He just needs to stop. He's got too much money. Stop. Stop. All right.
Relax.
Sorry. That's just my little diss. I get the diss. I diss.
Yeah. Why don't we praise Weird Al Yankovic?
Okay.
You
still got it?
Yeah, he's a musical genius.
He really is.
Yeah.
He is someone who, 20 years from now, will really, really be acclaimed much more than he's been thus far in his career, I think.
Especially if he dies in a plane crash. Like in a
he better not. No,
I can't think of a bad album he's ever
heard. I've never heard that.
Praise to Weird Al.
White and Nerdy.
Good stuff.
White and Nerdy. I'll praise Perry Logan.
Damn.
You want to expound at all? It's funny because I was going to diss Perry Logan.
You're a crazy man.
I'm praising Sade, man. Sade doesn't doesn't get enough credit.
Sweet as taboo.
Yeah.
Sade. The Marquee Sade.
I'm telling you, man. From back in the day. You know I used to listen to it when you were...
Sweet as taboo.
That's right. You can listen to her songs right now and all her lyrics. I don't know about the music because it's very 80s. Yeah, but her lyrics, her songwriting, it's amazing to listen to. Now, it's brought me through a lot of stress.
When she did that Ring of Fire song.
That's Johnny Cash, jerk ass. But anyways, Sade can be gone for 20 years and come back and still hit, and lyrically, and I respect her for it. She's hot.
I've never been a big fan.
Never been a fan of Sade? That's it, I'm giving you a mixed CD.
Okay.
Yeah, I should diss George W. Bush, man, motherfucker.
He's almost out of there anyways.
Until he declares himself dictator for life, and, you know.
Yeah, which could happen.
I think the diss is self-explanatory. I mean,
yeah.
He's absolutely the greatest president we've ever had. If it was opposite day. So,
if he's our only president ever.
Yeah.
He'd be the greatest.
Yes, that's right. If, like, all other presidents, like, if it was suddenly revealed that, you know, George Washington was secretly a child molester, and, you know.
Yeah.
That really is all you gotta say.
The shit that's come out
of George W.
The shit that comes out with this guy, man. The shit he says with a straight face. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that we've gone from good, wholesome, clean, I just want to kill Muslims for your safety, George W. Bush, to cantankerous, bitter, you know, fuck you, George W. Bush. Have you seen him in the press conferences lately when they call him out about shit? He's like a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And you look and go, this is the leader of the free world.
No,
he's acting more of a moron. He's acting like an immature moron. Not just a moron, but an immature moron. Always a good combination.
The free world?
You know what I'm saying. That's an expression.
Not even more.
My syntax was not in
there. I think the expression is long outdated.
Mm-hmm.
He's now he's the leader of the greatest police state in the planet.
No, we're not the greatest.
Well, I mean, we're still great. I mean, we're not like North Korea. North Korea's a police state, but they ain't that great.
Yeah, you got your
point. You know what I mean? I would rather.
I can see that. Yeah, you make a good point. We are the greatest police state.
Okay, I'm gonna diss Gus Van Sant for making that movie Elephant. Because I watched that a few nights ago. And
very fitting.
I can't remember if we already talked about that or not.
No, yes, we did.
I remember I brought it up, but it seemed like it was out of context. It would probably get cut out, but seriously, man, that movie.
Make you upset.
Just recap what it's about.
It made me bored. It's like basically it's kind of his take on like the Columbine thing.
Yeah.
He couldn't think up a script, so he just stole that. And it's the usual teenage angst, high school bullshit.
It wasn't their fault.
No, I mean, it's not like that. I mean, I think he tries to blame a lot of it on video games, and that's like the dumbest argument you can make about that kind of shit.
You know, video games kill people every day.
But
I just was recently killing a bunch of people with Santa Grass.
It's the same old shit where it's like, you know, it'll show all the other students that, you know, in the long run are going to get killed. And
innocent.
And it's the usual crap. You know, the girl who's a nerd and she works in the library. And
the jocks and then
the three popular girls who are sitting at lunch and then they go to the bathroom and throw up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's... And the way it's filmed, it could have worked, in my opinion. I mean, he takes a lot of chances as far as filmmaking goes. But it really just kind of came off as pretentious. You know what I mean?
Imagine that. Gus Van Sant making a pretentious
movie. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Fuck you, Gus Van Sant. Do you want to go and do the Weird Al song?
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grill, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well I'm number one. Dude, that's a calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. R.I.C.
see me rode on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters.
just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Well, my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. In my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white.
Nerdy.
You're now with White and Nerdy.
Yeah, that shit was great.
It's good shit, man.
That is good.
I had never even heard the original song.
You haven't?
Nope. Until after that, I had to download it. Unfortunately, all I have is the censored version.
Oh, it's good, though.
Yeah. All right.
Do you need White and Nerdy test, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right. Pretty nerdy.
All right. We'll do a tally this time real quick.
Will all three take it?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to read the lyrics and basically ask us the questions. He is going to go out of his way to fuck us over and make us nerdier than we actually are.
Nah.
And he is not going to score himself fairly.
Whatever. Wow, and you're sober?
Which one of us is the nerdiest here, do you think?
Probably me.
What? No.
Oh, Mildred? Yeah, nah. I don't think so. I mean,
nah, I think Sean's a little bit more white nerdy.
Man, I know my stuff. I got a MySpace page.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, basically we're just going to read the lyrics and find out who is more white and nerdy.
Okay.
You're mowed your front lawn?
Yes.
All right.
I've never mowed my front lawn. I had to mow my parents' front lawn.
That counts.
But that's not my front lawn.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it because I wanted to.
I'll admit, I had to mow a lawn once.
Is that Weird Al Yankovic's opening lawn?
Everybody has mowed a front lawn.
Mowing.
No, not necessarily.
A front lawn. Yeah. Okay.
Were you first in your class at MIT?
No.
Do you got skills? Are you champion at D&D?
No.
You ever play D&D?
No.
Never
I know they D&D. Got all the...
Me neither.
Yeah. I played Vampire. Does that count? MC Escher, that's your favorite MC.
See, that's bullshit. You did this last time. My favorite MC is AC Alone. See, did you just count that again?
Yeah.
You lying motherfucker.
This is being recorded.
You see, this is the shit he does.
So look at what he's got behind him.
He's not a rapper!
It's a clever little... thing, you know.
Yeah. If you asked me who my favorite AC was, I would say AC Alone. So no, mark it off. Mark it zero.
Do you drink Earl Grey tea?
I don't know what that is.
I don't drink any tea.
Do your rims spin?
Nope.
They are quite stationary out there. Yeah. Yes.
You're counting that on yourself too, right?
No, mine spin.
What?
When I'm driving.
Yes, all of ours spin when we're driving, but we don't have spinny rims, which is the question he's asking, you manipulative bastard.
Okay.
I've noticed I'm in the lead, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's in the lead. He's got it.
Well, you didn't know what the T was, so you're okay.
Do you collect, like, action figures?
I used to when I was little. Yeah, 14, 15.
Did you keep them in the box?
I still have three of them in the box.
Ooh. Sorry, Dave. I know he doesn't. I know I don't.
Well, I have one.
There's a pinhead.
There you go. You're in
that was given to me. I didn't even ask for it.
You still have it.
And I'm sorry, motherfucker, but if anybody here collects action figures, it's you.
You collect garbage pail kids. Yeah,
have you looked at our downstairs? I mean, motherfucker,
yeah, you do have a lot of that.
Yes, I'm sorry. Count it. It counts, dude. You collect more action figures than both of us put together. Those fucking Lego action figures.
On the map.
Oh, yeah, but they're not cherry. They're not in the box.
You want me to take it out of the box? I'll take it out of the box.
You should, actually.
I just put it out there one day just because I was moving in, and...
You know, when I looked at him for a second, I looked like, this is
good. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with being white and nerdy, man. I don't think.
You better count that shit.
Stephen Hawking in your library?
No.
He's in my library. I do own Brief History of Time. That's actually what he was reading the video, too. So I will count that against myself. You should read it, though.
Okay.
Now, I think the only person who's got a MySpace page that's actually pimped out is Dave.
Me. Mine's Pimp. Yeah.
And people begging for your top 8 spaces?
Yeah, they get mad when they're not in them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can't count that twice.
You're an asshole, man.
See what he's doing?
It's two different lines.
It's cool.
It's two different lines.
Yeah, it's two different lines. It's cool.
Do you know Pi to 1,000 places?
Who?
See, we decided last time we did this, you knew Pi better than any of us. And he was extra nerdy. You should have gotten 2 points for it because he claimed he did. And then turns out he didn't actually know it, but he was claiming it, which is even nerdier than nerds. Yeah. Nerds would make fun of that.
Isn't Pi 3.14?
Yeah, nerd.
Put me back to one.
No, I'm just kidding.
You better put yourself down. You did last time.
Did I?
Yes.
All right, fine, whatever.
Because you knew I got extra spaces.
Do you still wear braces? You used to wear braces.
I never wore braces.
I wore braces because I had my teeth knocked out.
It counts.
Do you think nerds wear braces as a fashion statement, dude?
I think nerds wear braces because of completely different reasons.
Do you order your sandwiches with mayonnaise?
Yes.
You like the mayonnaise?
I don't.
Mayonnaise.
Nobody orders all their sandwiches with mayonnaise.
You like mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Nobody orders all their sandwiches. Like peanut butter and jelly with mayonnaise?
No.
What it says is, order all my sandwiches with mayonnaise. You're not even reading the lyrics right, motherfucker.
Are you a Wizard Minesweeper?
No.
He does play that solitaire. Which is pretty close.
Technically not the same game.
I don't know what
you want to stack up the number of computer games I play versus the number that you play, if you're going to go that route?
Yeah, but those kind of games? Nah, I don't play that kind of stuff. Have you run a lot of killer apps?
No.
Are you number one at Pascal?
No.
No.
Do you vector calculus just for fun?
No, I don't even know how to do vector calculus.
Do you own a soldering gun?
No.
You have two.
Yeah, but that's 2 points for you.
But I use them for stencils.
That's what he said last time.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You have two.
I'm just messing. I'll put it down.
Notice he's going to put that down as one. Notice this.
Yeah.
Is Happy Days your favorite theme song?
Do you know?
Could you kick my butt in a game of ping pong?
No.
No, but I could probably kick your butt.
We'll play it. When we get the Nintendo, we will play.
Ping pong?
See, fucking nerdy. And now he's bragging about how he kicked it. So, yeah, that counts. You're bragging about kicking my butt in the game of ping pong.
Okay. Now,
you better write that down. You're just bragging.
I'll probably suck it.
Yeah.
The damn Wii.
I want to try the Nintendo ping pong. I'll probably whip both y'all's ass on that.
Oh, well, now he has to count on two. I suck at video games, period. So and physical games, for that matter.
Can you ace any trivia quiz you bring on?
You can.
I could probably do a Star Wars one.
Ooh.
Wow. That's
pretty damn nerdy, dude.
I know, man.
Calling yourself out.
Well, I like Star Wars.
Are you fluent in JavaScript?
I'm fluent in...
Or Klingon?
No. Either one.
You're pretty good in JavaScript, actually.
No, I've never been able to...
You can copy and paste
that
JavaScript.
That is not being fluent in JavaScript.
I can image source.
Pretty much how everybody does. Have you ever ridden a Segway?
No.
No.
Did you want to?
No.
I want to try that. That'd be fun.
Put it down a point.
Well, then you better put down a point.
Do you like X-Men?
Yeah.
No, I don't collect any comic books at all.
Do you collect the comics?
I used to collect Spider-Man.
Are there pens in your pockets?
Nope.
No, see, the key line there is I must protect them, meaning he wears a pocket protector. You're putting a point down, aren't you, asshole?
Yeah, you carry pens in your pocket. That's nerdy
you
by itself.
You carry a pen in your pocket?
I should, because I'm a...
It's plural, though.
No. What else you got?
Do you have an ergonomic keyboard?
No.
No.
Do you shop online for rival media?
No.
No.
Do you edit Wikipedia?
No. Yes, you guys
you
do. Both y'all do.
I think I've edited Wikipedia like
that is once. One time too many points.
Nah, I gotta count just one time.
Okay.
It kind of implies a steady.
Yeah. This guy
I've edited Wikipedia tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. You know what I edited on Wikipedia? The article on turntablism.
Who did the turd thing?
What?
The turd.
I didn't put that. No, I read Wikipedia.
Okay.
But I ain't editing it.
How well you know the Holy Grail?
Okay, you got me there. That's one that you got me on.
I don't.
And you know it too, so you better mark that shit
down. Probably not as well as you do, but I'm not very good at memorizing lines. But I'll put it down, I guess.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could recite lines from it, we could both be laughing on the floor, which is what the point of the line is.
I fought in your general direction.
See, there you go. Although I'm not laughing, but you are.
You're not ROTFLOL?
I don't know what that stands for, but I know what LOL is. Put me on for half point. I'll take half.
Raping old.
No.
Have you ever exchanged money for doing websites?
Yes, you have.
Yes.
And you did too.
And so have you.
And when your friends need some code, who do they call?
Sean.
And you.
All right, fine. Have you ever done a homepage for your dog?
No. When I had a dog, the internet didn't exist. The only way I would do a website for my parents' dog is if I was putting out like a "We must rise up and destroy." However, Mr. Pierce has done web pages about his dog, his cats, parents' pets.
I posted some pictures of him on Flickr or something. But.
Well, there you go.
Well, last time I checked, Flickr is a web page.
Give yourself a point.
Fine.
I got half a point somewhere.
You did have a whole section on your site at one point about Brother.
Yeah, well.
Which, he's a good by dog. My recollection, was your dog. And by definition, would probably be a web page devoted to him.
Have you ever worn a fanny pack?
Yes.
No, I don't think I've ever even seen a fanny pack.
I have
pack
all skateboard.
You've never seen a fanny pack in person?
Not in person. I used to have
a Louis Vuitton fanny pack.
That's
right.
Wow.
Gangsta!
That gets you 2
white
points.
White nerdy.
That gets me 2 points.
Cheating motherfucker.
Gangsta!
Wow. Okay.
He's taking the delight in maligning us.
Yes, of course. You shop at the Gap?
No.
No. Which I don't think is nerdy.
No, me neither. If I find
but it's pretty
white.
It's
white,
if
but it's
I
not
find
nerdy.
Some pants on the clearance rack, I'm going to get them.
I will admit my sister's pretty
well,
white, but
you
she
know,
is
technically,
not dirty.
The line
my
is
brother-in-law.
They're having a sale down at the Gap.
That's me then. Go ahead and give me that point. I don't give a shit. If it's a sale, I'm in it.
All right.
My brother-in-law is a surfer.
He do you like to pop bubble wrap?
Everybody likes to pop bubble wrap.
I do.
But nobody is spending their night at home alone popping it.
Well...
Are you whiter than sour cream?
I am pretty damn white. Dave is not.
No.
Yeah, you're kind of dark. Did you get a tan?
No, I've got a little bit of Puerto Rican in me.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I've always thought you were more Hispanic.
I thought I was.
And you know what? The German doesn't help because it, you know, kind of brings the red in a little bit, which makes you look less. So.
Thanks. I think.
I don't mean that as a negative thing.
Were you in that?
I was always happy. If Gleamy's happy, that was me. I'm ready.
Until we did this last week, I didn't even know what the AV Club was.
Yeah, what is it? Audio video?
Audio video.
Damn, I wish, because then I would.
I know, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been great.
They didn't have enough like that.
Hell no, we had a VHS.
How about the chess team?
Chess team?
Nope.
When I did this at work,
I could play chess though.
When I did this at work, I worked with a guy who was in all three.
Dang!
I was blown away. I was like, "Wow!"
Let's get him on the podcast.
No.
Have you ever pondered the question, Kirk or Picard?
No,
I have.
Yes.
I think about it every night.
Oh God!
Have you ever been to the Ren Fair?
I don't know what that is.
The Renaissance Fair.
Renaissance Fair.
No.
I've never been to one.
I've been to one.
No.
Admittedly.
Do you have your name on your underwear?
I got my name on my back.
Like, on your underwear?
No, I got a tattoo.
This is Dave?
Yep, it just says I love myself.
You have a tattoo of your last name on your back?
Yeah. So,
in case you forget it.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to. Demonstrations are not necessary.
I want to see that.
It's just an excuse for him to check out your
Jesus
ass.
Jesus Christ, it's big.
Yeah. It's a gangster thing we used to do when we were gangsters.
So the underwear thing, you know, you haven't had your name.
My son's got it on his, but that's just because he's...
You know, I don't know. When I was a kid, we probably all did without even knowing about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's probably some point where all of our individual mothers have written our names.
Why would my
underwear?
Mom write my name in my underwear?
Because you had a brother?
Yeah, he was like 3 years younger than me.
Yeah, my son
to keep them separated when she's doing the laundry. I didn't have a brother, and she ain't going to confuse boy undies with girl undies, so it's more likely in your case.
I'll have to ask her that.
We weren't allowed to wear underwear when I was little.
Or pants, or any other clothes to speak of. Because he lived in a nudist colony. At least that's what they called it. They actually living in a vacant lot, but to keep the kids in line, they told them it was a nudist colony, so they weren't ashamed.
So true, it's so true. Am I white nerdy yet?
Yeah, you're pretty white nerd. Do you want to go bowling?
No, yeah, I'm no one. Good at it. I try.
I suck at bowling. I don't even like doing it.
No, I try. Well, I mean, if we had a league together, man.
Like the three of us?
I like that big Lebowski thing that was going on over there with the gun. You're about to be in a world of pain. I like that shit. That's a shirt.
Okay, so that's pretty much it.
And
so,
who's...
Dave has 6, 9, 12, 13... Nerdy, white, and nerdy points. EBA has 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 14.
All right, winner.
I got 14 white, and nerdy
points. So even with cheating, he still comes out more white.
Matters. You know what? I'm not wrong, Adam.
So now I'm going to prove how white and nerdy I actually am by, since the turntable is. So I'm going to play another bit by. I'm going to play C to C. This is actually the crew. So okay. Check it out.
Bass check, 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Drums check 1, 2. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise.
They're feeling it, and just the vibe. I think they got the sounds. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's feel good music, you know.
Oh, yeah. One day in London City, a crew called C2C. They came to rock the party and away the DMC.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
They've won DMC 4 years in a row. They're probably going to take it this year, too, unless someone comes and knocks them out the box. You've been listening to podcast number 20?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, good stuff.
Eating some junior whatevers?
Caramels.
Junior really Caramels. Good. Brought to you by Junior Caramels. That's right. It's the taste sensation that podcasters everywhere come running to.
I mix them with Juicy Fruit.
That's right. And it creates a flavor sensation in your mouth that certainly isn't gay. So, shout-outs. Big up to Dave for coming on the show.
Thank you for letting me come back after my boycott.
Big up to
David Banner. What? Yeah.
David Banner, yay! Thanks to Billy S. for
not showing up.
Yeah, what was up with that? Let's see. Shout-outs to the usual people. Soup Tiny Todd.
That's right.
Oracle. Hey, Keezy Cots.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay. Me neither.
Yeah, I want to see some of my brother-in-law, you know what I'm saying? He never comes to the podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Michi,
my sister Missy, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, she might. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Fuzz Jackson.
Big up to C2C.
Coast to Coast AM, yep. Art Bell, George Murray.
Yeah, that's right.
And good turntablists.
I just want to say thanks for having me back, you know, I'm trying to catch up with Tiny Todd. I'm going to catch up to Toddy Todd, man. One day, we should have me and Toddy Todd in the same damn podcast.
And you should fight to the death.
Yeah, with Hulk gloves.
There can only be one.
Remember Hulk gloves, man? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about, too, but I apparently don't think it's as funny as he does.
It's a reference to
David Banner.
Thank you, Mildred's on it. See? You see how I put that all together, man?
Yeah, been checking us out, hopefully, podcast.shapelessmass.com, workable, W-E-R-K-A-B-L-E,
workable.com, thanks.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for being here.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to leave you guys with the beautiful sounds of the beach being slowly overcome with dead carcasses of freshly clubbed baby seals.
Oh.
What?
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
got something in your ear.
Were you in the AV club?
No, I got Hitler's blood running through my veins.
Let me try this one more time. Were you not my fault. In high school.
What? Was I in the AV club?
Yeah.
With Hitler.
No.
And David Banner.
I was in gymnastics, man.